If the growth in world oil demand is shrinking, can prices be far behind?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Attention oil speculators, your days may be numbered negatively. The International Energy Agency is forecasting that world oil demand will rise less than expected this year. The reason: higher prices and slower growth here in the U.S. and in other parts of the world. The agency has cut its global consumption estimates in half from what it was figuring less than a year ago, and it says more downward adjustments may be needed. The rising price of oil has literally been fueling more deals with reputedly corrupt governments in the push to tap new reserves. The tales of those deals rarely see the light, but a bill set to be introduced in Congress today would change that. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The bill would require all oil, gas, and mining companies registered with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to publicly disclose the payments they make to foreign governments. Oxfam America is part of an international coalition pushing for the bill. Spokesman Ian Gary says the current system of secret contracts breeds corruption.
And in that situation, it's extremely difficult for citizens in these countries to hold their own governments accountable for how the money is being spent.
Gary says the oil boom could bring hundreds of billions of dollars to Africa. And he says transparency would ensure more of that money reaches the people who need it the most. But Georgetown University law professor Donald Langvoort says the Securities and Exchange Commission doesn't typically enforce rules with social or political aims.
That's something the SEC has resisted.
Instead, he says, the agency is in the business of protecting investors, the same ones reaping the benefits of big oil's record profits. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
It's safe to say summer travel will be more expensive this year. Today, the air travel industry releases its forecast. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has the story in Washington.
The airlines will pay twice as much for fuel this summer, so expect fewer cheap fares and a variety of new fees for that seat on the aisle, for example, or that extra bag. Roger Dow with the Travel Industry Association says Americans will stick closer to home and scale back.
Maybe there's one less fancy restaurant they go to, and you go to a family restaurant, or you look at the offerings that are close to home, or perhaps you don't bring grandma that beautiful vase that she wanted, but you bring her a magnet for her refrigerator.
Dow says government stimulus checks are arriving just in time for the industry. People are planning their summer getaways now. Another bright spot, the weak dollar, is likely to keep Americans on this side of the ocean and attract more foreign visitors. Airports are planning a few extra amenities to keep harried vacationers happy, pet hotels for four-legged travelers during layovers, and spa services for those with two legs. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The stock market begins the day with some uphill momentum. The Dow gained 130 points, or 1%, yesterday. The Nasdaq steamed up 1.75%. The S&P 500 gained 1.1%. Asian markets are up a second straight day. That's thanks in part to the rising dollar, which improves the picture for Japanese exporters. Back to the rising cost of energy for a moment. Some independent owners of gas stations around the country have a little problem with those big pump prices. Seems their price gauges won't go over $3.99 a gallon. Not only that, their machines were made back when nobody imagined the need to spend more than $100 at the pump, so they only count up to $99.99. There are about 17,000 of these pumps around the country, and with margins already tight, many owners can't afford the $10,000 it would cost to replace them.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
It's one of the first rules of investing, and it sounds like common sense. Don't buy what you can't understand. Trouble is, Wall Street is engaging in all kinds of confusing financial practices behind the scenes these days, as Bear Stearns investors learned the hard way. Has financial innovation gone too far when even many PhDs can't seem to explain how things work? We've been putting that question to a few experts, Harvard University finance professor Josh Lerner among them. He thinks things crossed the line when Wall Street bankers came up with all but incomprehensible investment offerings.
Extremely complex hybrid securities piled on top of each other, where certainly their risk and return properties weren't well understood, and where it seems that they weren't solving any kind of fundamental economic problem by being set up, it was almost like it was innovation for the sake of innovation itself.
Or, he suggests, simply for the profit of the investment banks promoting those obscure investment offerings. As long as everyone was making money, there were few complaints. Lawmakers and regulators have kept their hands off for decades to encourage financial innovation. But Lerner thinks regulators have to be inventive now, too.
Just as there is a need for innovation in terms of the kinds of financial securities that are being offered, there is a need for innovation in terms of what kind of roles and what kind of information regulators have, greater transparency in the system.
Sounds good, but I think in many ways it's a cop-out. There are certain practices that are just unwise.
That's Michael Lewitt, president of Hegemony Capital Management. He argues transparency is worthless as long as executives are intent on using sleight of hand.
There was a lot of disclosure about what Enron was doing. There was only one problem. It was almost not understandable. Some of these things that they're doing are so complicated that you can be as transparent as you want and disclose it all you want, and most people are not going to understand it.
Lewitt says the only thing Wall Street bankers have made clear lately is that they can't be trusted to make things clear. And that leaves it up to regulators to draw very sharp lines about what's permitted and what's not. Democratic Congressman Barney Frank chairs the House Financial Services Committee. He's convinced new regulation is necessary to bring clarity to the financial markets.
As we talk about these plans, I did have one person say to me, well, you know, Congressman, some smart people don't agree with what you're proposing. My answer is yes, no dumb people caused this problem. You had to be very smart to think up things that were as exotic and as potentially damaging.
And then again, just maybe smart like a fox, as investment whiz Warren Buffett once observed about the confusing annual reports issued by some companies. If I can't understand it, I know they don't want me to understand it. Let us know your thoughts. Just visit marketplace.org and click on the link that says Contact. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Thanks very much for making us a part of your morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.